Hello everybody, welcome to the English blog. In this podcast, you'll be learning some interesting survival English on phrases that will help you to understand English recipes. Before starting, let me first explain that the lesson is divided into two parts. Part 1. You'll be listening to some useful phrases. You'll then hear a short explanation of these words, followed by an example of how they are used. Part 2, you'll be listening to two people making pancakes. So let's start. Now, let's learn some phrases to help you in the kitchen. Whisk together the eggs, milk and flour.
Whisk is a verb which means to beat or mix eggs, for example, using a fork or a whisk. A whisk is a kitchen tool for this purpose. Now, listen to an example of this phrase.
Can you help me whisk these eggs? My arm is starting to ache.
No problem. Pass the bowl here.
Stir together to make a batter.
Stir is a verb which means to move a liquid, etc., round and round, using a spoon, etc. A batter is a mixture of flour, eggs and milk, used to cover food such as fish, vegetables, etc., before frying them, or to make pancakes. For example.
Okay, now I have to stir in the milk to the eggs and flour, a little at a time, so I don't get lumps.
What are you making?
English-style fish and chips. I just need to finish this batter, then cover the fish in it, then fry them. Fry the eggs.
Fry is a verb which means to cook something in hot fat or oil. Listen to this short conversation.
Can you watch the fish while I make a salad?
What do I have to do?
Let them fry and turn them over when they are golden brown. Drain the pasta.
Drain is a verb which means to separate water from the pasta in this example, so the water disappears. For example.
Do you think the pasta is cooked enough?
Yes, definitely. Turn the gas off and I'll drain it.
Okay, here's the colander. Now you will listen to a conversation between two people making pancakes. Now if you are going to help me, you are going to have to follow my instructions, and I don't want a big mess in the kitchen.
Whatever you say.
First of all, whisk these eggs until they are a pale yellow colour. Now add a little bit of flour and stir it in very slowly. Now you can add a little more flour, then stir in the milk just a little at a time. Perfect! You've made a very good batter.
What exactly are we making?
Pancakes. You'll love them.
What can I do next?
Put the frying pan on with a little oil, and when the oil is hot, add a spoonful of the batter and spread it out to make a large circle. Okay, now it's golden brown on the bottom. Turn it over so the other side cooks.
Ah, this bit is a little difficult.
No, it's not. You've done a good job. The first one is nearly ready. Lift it out of the pan and sprinkle with sugar and squeeze some orange onto it.
Mmm, it's delicious. Let's make some more straight away.
If you wish, you can hear this lesson again. In the meantime, we hope we have helped you to be more confident with your English. Watch out for the next topic. Thank you for using the English blog. This podcast was produced by CLAM, Centro Linguistico de Ateneo Messinese.